our districts already work in a collaborative way to develop a regional policy. Talking to superintendents, most of them have discussed after coming out of a meeting with their superintendent cohorts in their counties and areas to help make decisions and to discuss about it. The timeline is different for every community and every school board to address this, and this executive order does not give that flexibility to our local districts and the timeline for our districts. I'm also concerned that this executive order will set the modus operandi of how we will govern this pandemic this year. From the last 2 months of discussing as a state board in our board meetings, that we will govern in a local way. We will address the closures, not statewide, but by area where they are spiking, and it will be different times and in different places. But I urge my colleagues, and as listening to the many, many varied opinions from my district, I believe that the right thing to do is to turn down the executive order and to give local districts the time, the levity to operate within their own timelines.